Hello and welcome. Welcome to your intuitive prosperity activation. And today is especially exciting. And it's especially exciting because we get to open up a whole universe of creation that maybe you haven't quite opened up, you haven't tapped into, and you haven't exercised, that actually gives you the choice to have whatever financial future that you'd actually like to have. Which is totally cool. And I'm so excited about it. Because for how many of you guys, has money been somewhat of a stress, a worry, or a fear, right? So we, up until now, have tied ourselves and our financial situations up within the illusion. And then we're having a relationship with the illusion instead of having a relationship with our prosperity, with our abundance, and with our capacity to actually create whatever it is that we'd like to create and manifest that easily here, right now in your life. So this is going to be super unbelievably fun and amazing. So how many of you guys are ready to actually open up your full awareness of your intuitive prosperity? Everyone's like, yeah. Okay. How many of you are ready to have finances and money actually be easy?
Yes.
Yeah. I like it.
Oh, God, doesn't that feel good? Oh, have them be easy. Just feel into that for just a moment. Oh, my finances and my money and my bank account, that whole system that I have, be easy, right? And the creation of money. How many of you guys are ready to have the creation of money also be way too easy? It's cool. Now, when I say way too easy, what's neat is your systems are kind of going, oh my God, can it be like that? And us as beings get to go, you know what? It can. Yes, 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 it can. Now, you have to be willing, just so you know, to invalidate basically every hardship you've ever had with money. So, are you guys ready to invalidate every hardship and every struggle you've ever had financially?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, baby. Okay, so go ahead and take a deep breath. And just begin to open your system and begin to release all that information of the struggle, or the worry, or the fear, or the all that information that's tying your financial world into the world of separation instead of into what you would actually like to create. Yeah. Okay, so within us, within our energy systems, we have the ability to actually give our power and our presence to different parts of life, right? So we can give our power and our presence to gratitude, and we'll actually awaken gratitude, activate gratitude, and experience gratitude, right? We can give our power or attention to fear, and we'll actually awaken it, we'll activate it, and we'll experience it. See, our experiences have always really been our choice, but because of the amount of old programming and old information, what has happened is your life, to some degree, has sort of become Groundhog Day. And every day of your life is sort of a memory of your past day, right? So instead of having a new life and creating a new self and a new future in every day of your life, awakening to a brand new possibility, what has happened here is that any old programs that you have believed in, they're basically kind of stored in your cellular memory and they're stored in your brain. And then they replay and replay and replay. So how many of you guys are ready for all of the replay and, you know, the pattern replay that's actually happening with money? How many of you guys are ready for all of that to actually stop?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, so go ahead and first go ahead and bring your awareness up. We're going to do a little vibrational shift here. So bring your awareness up in the highest vibration of energy that you can find. There you go. Go ahead and open your body to a new possibility. Open your body to a new possibility. Open your energy system. There you go. Keeping that awareness up. There you go. Feeling. There you go. Take a deep breath and let's just clear all that information that just came up. And with the exhale, just find that infinite possibility flowing in, and flowing through. And with that, it's just erasing what has never existed, which is the illusion. Oh, cool. Okay. So in order to fully walk into your intuitive prosperity, and I just wish that you guys would really like lean in and really listen when I say this, you have to be willing to have no more struggle. I can't even tell you how like absolutely important that is. If you are in any amount of struggle in your life, you're still believing in struggle, right? So you have to be willing to go, okay, I'm willing to lay down my struggle and open myself up to the energy of what truly is, to this new possibility that I'm choosing. I'm willing to invalidate everything I've ever experienced because you know what? It's more fun this way, right? So you're willing to actually open up and go, you know what? I'm willing to live a life without struggle. I'm willing to not create struggle. I'm willing to have no attachment to struggle, which may mean also that you potentially phase out of certain relationships, but you're also going to phase into other relationships, right? So would you guys be willing to allow yourselves to phase out of struggle and release all of the need for struggle, all of the taking on struggle so that you can have relationships with other people and talk about how things are hard, right? And all the ways in which you think struggle is empowering you at all.
Yes.
Be willing to resell that? Okay, cool. So go ahead and feel into that beautiful future of absolutely zero struggle, total ease, completely flying by the seat of your pants, enjoying the the life and the prosperity and the magic and the, oh my God, the beautiful, magnificent life that's yours. Go ahead and take a deep breath, breathing that in. Oh, bring that all the way through your body and just release that cute little non-existent paradigm because it's false. It's not really real. Take a deep breath and just release that false paradigm of struggle. There you go. It's okay. You can release it. There you go. There you go. All the way through, all the way through. Don't let it sit in the bottom of your stomach. There you go. All the way through, all the way through, all the way through. Now, it was really interesting. I actually watched Joe Dispenza yesterday at the ICANN, because we had passes to the I Can Do It festival down in LA. It was really cool, Pasadena. And it was totally awesome because he was talking about all of the stuff scientifically that we do energetically. You know, one of the most amazing things that was like, yeah, this is exactly what we teach. One of the things that I will be going into today with you guys is the creation of your future. And what he talks about is basically, you know, his thing is your thoughts basically create your feelings, and then the feelings then stir up more thoughts, and the thoughts create the feelings, and the feelings stir up more thoughts. It's kind of like a circular pattern. And yet, and only until we choose to actually break the pattern, and we choose to actually be brave enough to bring in a future that quote unquote doesn't exist yet and think it and feel it and be it until it does exist. Okay. And it was really cool because your body and your energy doesn't actually know the difference between you thinking or you experiencing something. Okay. It doesn't know the difference. So when you think, oh my God, I'm going to lose all your money, your body's actually experiencing losing all of your money. And what happens is those patterns are then set into emotional content within ourselves, and they're basically stuck on repeat until we break the cycle and go, you know what? I am willing to dream up, imagine, allow, feel, right? And so the imagine and is sort of the beginning of the doorway, and then you move into the feeling and the being and the experience, and then your whole world actually is this. And as that happens, your entire cellular memory of your body changes and all of those past experiences no longer exist. Okay, so are you guys willing brave enough and just freaking gutsy enough to actually dream up, imagine, allow, and begin to experience and be a brand new future of complete intuitive prosperity, prosperity beyond belief, okay, are you willing to actually dream that up and dream that into existence for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. So it's good, right? So what we do with these exercises is so cool because we begin to open up your choice and then we move into the energy of being it. And then you're starting to experience it. And that's actually sending a whole different set of messages to your body. And it's bringing you into a state of God energy and of infinite possibilities and magic where you're basically being this future. And then you vibrate everything into this future with you because the like basically attracts like, right? So, you know, and he's talking about if you have thoughts going on in your head about anger, you're basically asking the universe to bring you somewhat of the same experience. Like, okay, bring me anger so I can experience anger in a new way, right? Because God is about expansion. If you're programming anger into your brain, you're basically, since God is always looking to experience itself in a new way, right? You're basically saying, universe, how can you show me anger in a new way? Surprise me with more anger. But what we can do, ourselves as conscious beings is actually choose to bring in, have thoughts, speak those words aloud of this new universe of intuitive prosperity, right? So fully that our body is now living in that field of energy. Our energy system is now living in that field of energy. And our thoughts and our words actually reflect that entire new universe. And that myself is like, that my friends is like the magical, you know, four piece equation of you get your being there, you get your body to live there by having your thoughts and your beings and your feelings into this new world, this new future, right? And you practice this enough in your life to where you are now fully living it, right? And at that point, you've got all the dominoes are falling. Basically, the entire reality is caving into your new experience. And then it begins saying, okay, how can I bring you more prosperity? Because more prosperity, more love, more abundance, because that's what you're programming in your brain. That's what you're saying yes to. That's what you're opening up to. And that's actually what, how you're programming this whole world to treat you. It's like, bring me more prosperity in a way that I can't imagine. Bring me more love in a way that I can't imagine. Bring me more magic in a way that I can't imagine. Okay. So this is so exciting. Okay. So, gosh, the easiest way right now, because we just have to, before we can kind of take off, we need to just shelve off and undo some of the lower vibrations of the past that are just reoccurring because they're just sitting there because you believed in them at one time. And now as a conscious being, you get to unbelieve in them and we get to move on and move into a different future. But the quickest way I can do this without doing like an 8-week money program. Sorry, that was funny to me. Okay. So the quickest way I can do this is to actually get you guys to realize that money is fake. It's the easiest way. Okay. When you guys were little kids, did you realize that you absolutely knew money was fake and that you looked in your parents and you're like, why are you making this so real? It's just a Monopoly game. Like, get over it. Like, instead of buying Boardwalk, buy Park Place and you'll be successful. Like, come on, get a, you should know this by now. Don't you play Monopoly? Like, don't you play with games? Don't you know that the whole thing is fake? So how many of you guys can remember that feeling of knowing that money was just not real and completely just made up?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. So would you be willing to release everywhere you made it anything other than fake?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. There we go. That means no more worry about it, no more fear about it, no more anticipation, no more waiting, no more reservation, no more holding on to it, no more. It's like, oh, it's fake. Because until you resonate with money actually being fake, it's like you can't move it into a whole nother world. Because if you look at where you've made it real, right, it's tied to fear. It's tied to separation. It's tied to worry. It's tied to I don't have enough. It's tied to lack, right? And in that sense, you're not even having a relationship with anything. You're having a relationship with the separation, right? So we want to move that relationship from separation into the prosperity universe. so that you can actually have a relationship with God called money.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean God called money, meaning money is God. I mean that you can have the energy of God actually be money. You can have your universe around the heavenly, amazing body of light and love and awareness and knowing and magic and all of that. You can have a relationship with money that's from your universe, not from their universe of separation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Yay. Okay. So let's ask the angels and God. God and the angels, is money fake? Does somebody make it up? I'm having a really hard time understanding what it is. In fact, it's really confusing. All right. And I try to learn about it, and I've tried to like duplicate people down here, and I've tried to do fear and worry, and I've tried to want it, and I've tried to need it. But man, none of that stuff has worked, right? Can you just tell me, is money real or is it actually just fake? Is it a false prophet? Okay, cool. So what do you guys get? It's totally fake. Yes. Okay. So
false prophet.
Exactly. And the thing that I'm pointing to here is that you can have money be fake and have tons of it. It doesn't have to be real to have tons of it. Okay? Everybody clear on that?
Yeah.
Okay. So now let's open your awareness and open your energy field, and let's ask God and the angels for a huge recipe of all the vibration and knowing and love, ooh, and support, right? That, it's interesting because I'm looking at the vibrations that are required to allow you to know money's fake. And they're showing me love. They're showing me support. They're showing me, they're showing me that if you saw how perfect you were, you couldn't do that old stuff with money. You would know that it was fake. If you lived in that divine energetic perfection, they're showing me that you need to know that you are, it's like you're important. Not from the sense of a separation important, but you're actually important for the equation of consciousness and God to realize itself. You're infinitely like a special, unique piece of the puzzle. And you need to know that your place here is not like, oh, well, I'm just taking up space in the universe. Your place here is integral. Your place here, you are one of the pieces that makes all the other pieces work. We would not be the same without you. You know, we need you here. Right. So, and it's not in a place of need, but it's a place of, okay, I deserve to be here, and I deserve to actually take up space here, and I deserve to be loved and supported here. And I play an integral role in the whole consciousness evolving into this heavenly energy that is. So in that, I have a sense of self that is beautiful and amazing. And my heart is open to receive more and know more and be in awe of who I am, because I'm receiving more and more of how amazing I am every day, okay? So they're showing me those are all the elements. If you allowed all that vibration in, you would no longer be able to make money real. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so feel up into all those vibrations. Oh, the support. Oh, the love. Oh God, that praising you. Oh my God. They're just like, oh my God, receive our praise. You're amazing. Oh my God, you're awesome. Thank you for being here. You play a very special role. There we go. Go ahead and take a deep breath and breathe that in. And with the exhale, release everywhere. You made money real at all. Real at all. Let go of all the realness, all the wrongness and all the rightness. Okay. That's all the realness. Okay. Letting go of all the realness. Good. Good. That's starting to move. Yay. Woo, woo, woo. Okay. Awesome. All right. Bring your awareness up again and just keep feeling into that support and that love. And let's just ask for a huge dose that would just completely allow you to realize that everything is magical. It's not so serious. It's all magic. It's all magic and it's all amazing and it's all magic and it's all amazing. And it's all for you. There you go. Take a deep breath. Oh, breathing that in. Oh, letting that come into your body. Oh, yeah. releasing everything that's like, oh, then real, oh, everywhere you made money real at all. Okay, so they're showing me this other piece too, and that is when we didn't make money real, we had projections from the people around us, aka our parents or our family or our friends or whatever, that are like, you're never going to have money unless you make it real. Except what we were embodying with that world of magic and fun and possibilities and joy is intuitive prosperity. That is how we, you know, could have actually chosen to be millionaires or billionaires or created amazing ideas out in the world, like as even as children without, you know, in high school or without even a college education, right? It's like that essence of before we made money real is where all of your massive intuitive prosperity skills are. Okay. So if you look at it, the people around you who said you're never going to make money if you think you're a fairy magical godmother who can just wiggle her nose at everything and it works. Right? Okay. So if you look at it, were the people around us who are saying stuff about us not being able to have money from this space, did they have prosperity?
No.
They had lack, and they were trying to entrain you into lack as a way of being. There you go. Okay. So everywhere you got entrained into lack as a way of being, are you willing to now release all of that, those projections? Yeah?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Yes. So just feel into the entirety of your life and childhood, especially childhood, when you actually knew more than your parents did, but they taught you how to know less. They taught you how to be less. They taught you how to embody less magic. And you thought you had to follow their lead. Okay, take a deep breath. Breathing that magic back into your body. Oh, that magic all the way back through and releasing, oh, releasing everything they said. Okay, not so that you don't have to live in their world. You get to live in yours because you like yours more. It's more fun. There we go. Taking a deep breath, breathing in all that magic. That magical way of being with money, oh, where you knew it wasn't real and you could play with it like you do the trees and it would grow like crazy, and you could play with it like you do plants and animals and it would grow like crazy, and you could play with it as a being, right? With joy and magic and peace and possibilities, and it would go absolutely nuts. Oh my God, you knew this. You knew this. You knew this. You knew this. Remember what you already know and have already known. There we go. What you gave up. And now, take a deep breath and breathe in that world once again. Let go of that old world. As you breathe in that new world. As you breathe in that new world. There we go. There we go. There we go. Oh, cool. And another deep breath, just breathing in that magical, playful, joyful universe of money that you have had as a little kid. And if you don't kind of remember it, just go back a little further. And if you don't remember that, then go out into who you were before you came, or reach up into the angels of God, because all they know how to do is have fun and play. So, they're a good source of play, fun, joy, and magic. Okay, take a deep breath. Breathing that play, fun, joy, and magic back into your system. Oh, and releasing. There we go. Letting it come all the way back through. All the way back through. There we go. All the way back into your being. There we go. Let it come back in. Okay. How are you guys feeling as far as bringing back in this childlike universe of realizing that money's fake and it's all magic and joy and play? Are you guys feeling like...
Natural.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Anybody having like a, not quite with it?
Yes.
Okay, who's that?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. We're going to choose a representative from the yeses.
I'm having a funny thing where my mind keeps wanting to go into reality and how to make that happen.
Yes. Okay. This is really good. Okay. So when we do that thing of us going into reality to find out how that happens, are we consulting our knowing, or are we actually consulting the illusion?
The illusion.
It feels like the illusion.
Yeah. So we're consulting the illusion of how to make something that's outside of the illusion actually happen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. Do you see how that wouldn't work very well? You're like, oh, this is silly. Why would I?
I feel like it's not going to work. And then what's the alternative? Like, how do we stay and play and create?
Yeah. Okay. So if you feel like it's not going to work, you're inside your body. You've actually memorized the energetic patterning of that loss,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're playing it over and over and over again to protect yourself from it happening over and over again, which is creating it happening over and over again.
Yeah.
Right? So are you willing to bravely and with all the love in your heart go, oh my God, thank you. Repeating loss of, you know, that I've memorized emotionally to where it just plays out like a pattern in my system. You've been really amazing, but I'm strong enough. I'm brave enough. I know myself now enough to where I can let you go and go freely into this world. And I can create what I choose instead of what I created in the past.
Okay.
Are you willing to actually take that brave step?
Yes, I totally am.
Cool. And what might occur too is you may have to at some point release the sadness that's actually inside of those paradigms, because there's part of you that's like that you lost within that emotional content.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, and it's still tied up in the emotional content, right? So
grieving.
Yes. So just go ahead and take a deep breath, breathing into that emotional content of fear and sadness. Not wanting to be here, hating it here, thinking it really sucks. And no matter what you do, you can't make money, you can't move forward, it won't happen.
Yep.
See, what you haven't been yet willing to do is realize that you're infinitely more powerful than a past.
Right.
Take another deep breath. Acknowledging, wait a minute, I created you in the first place. I can out-create you. If I created you and you're a pattern that duplicates itself, I think I can be a little more inventive than you and uncreate you and create a new possibility. Just saying. Like, you're doing the same thing, and I know that I'm able to move into new things. So who's going to out-create who? Well, this thing is stuck on repeat. Well, that's pretty easy. You already know where it's going, right? You already know what the pattern creates. So you get to go, wait a second. I get to create something totally new, totally different, and totally awesome called my choice this time. My being's choice, not the pattern's choice.
It's right? Also safety, Rika. Yeah, how do we create without that fear happening again?
Well, every time you expand, potentially, and you don't want to create this as a belief system, but if you kind of like accept this, then you'll be surprised when it's not there and be ready for it if it is. Okay. So, but every time you expand, basically what has kept you in the box was fear, right? The vibrational information that's kept you in the box that you were at is fear. So every time you expand, you're going to experience the fear as you go through it to your new energetic space. And then even when you get here, you're going to go through that fear to the new energetic space. And then you're going to go through this, right? So, welcome to a life of transmuting fear. So you can't ever be ready to expand. You just expand and breathe, and the fear goes, okay, you've one up me, master. You've moved past me. Then I will retreat. Ciao. Because you put that fear there to protect you. What's that?
With the reaching the place of joy and the magic. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, it's kind of like there's almost like a film there. I mean, I can see that it exists. I know that it exists. I've been reaching for it actually for years. And when we are doing this and we're reaching up for that place to bring it in, I'm just not connecting.
Okay. Okay, so the next part that I can feel to get into with your guys' systems, anyone who's like, not quite, is play, joy, and magic dangerous from your perspective?
Been so fun.
So I would say it's dangerous. You know, they did a goal.
Well, if you look into your past, when you were being play, fun, joy, and magic, did people love you and receive you? Or did they say you were obnoxious? Or did they not love you? Or did they tell you to get in the box? Or did they even kill you in past lifetimes? Or did they even, right? So you are so unbelievably powerful, right? You're so unbelievably powerful that you guys would manifest instantaneously new futures like this, right in front of your eyes, right? You're that powerful to where you go, oh, this is what's going on. And people around you go, oh my God, she's a witch. Oh my God, he's a warlock. Oh my God, they're crazy. Oh my God, they're, put him in an insane asylum. Nobody can have that, right? So anyone that was inside the box, you invalidated their box just by being you, and it was easy. So easy is a road that is dangerous when your system belongs to fear to some degree.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So what you've yet to acknowledge and realize is that fear is just trapped energy. You are all energy. So how could fear be more powerful than all energy?
Oh, wow.
Right? It's like, oh, just a little trapped energy. Okay, no big deal, right? So would you guys be willing to take a deep breath and breathe back in the power that you have, taking the power out of fear and bringing it into, you know what? It's just trapped energy. I am all energy. Would you be willing to take your power back?
Yeah.
Okay, take a deep breath. Take your power back from fear. Oh, your power back from sadness. Your power back from all the emotional content. Hey, you know what? You're just emotions. And not only that, you're sort of yesterday's news. I mean, just saying. That was so yesterday, right? That was so last moment. That was so in the 80s. Like, hello? Me and John were talking about it, and we're like, man, if the content were like styles, right? It's like we're wearing clothing from our great, 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 great grandfathers and grandmothers and even great, great, great further, right? So we're wearing their clothes going, well, these don't fit me anymore. Why am I wearing these, right? What if it was just time for a new outfit? Called not their stuff. called your universe, where you know who you are. Where you are who you are, where you manifest from who you are, where you create from who you are, where you actually take the power back and go, you know what? I'm creating my own universe here. And anybody that wants to come play with me, here's what my universe feels like and is. Right?
Hey, Rika?
Yeah.
I start to feel the being energy, and it feels really good, but then my mind starts to get stuck up, like, how long is it going to take, or the time it's going to take to manifest?
Yeah.
More money in your life.
So
I get caught up right there.
Yeah. So with that, are you actually giving your power to time?
Yeah.
So in essence, there's really what began emerging maybe a month ago or whatever. It's like there's kind of two directions to go in, right? You can either go in the direction of the knot of separation and empower it. See, what we give our presence and our attention to, it actually magnifies and grows, and we experience that. So if we give our attention to the knot and to separation, we're actually asking it to exist for us, right? So you're saying, time, I want you to take at least 5 years for this to show up. And time goes, all right, you said it, thou shall be done. No problem. 5 years? All right, I got it on your you know, timeline here. I'm ready for you. 5 years or 20 years. You're going to be waiting for a while, right? So... As you do that, you actually empower that paradigm to exist for you to experience yourself within it. And you ask your feelings to feel like you're within time. You ask your thoughts to actually be thought from the energy of within the box of time. You ask for your whole system to exist within that paradigm. Whew, how's that working for you?
It's like a new box.
Yeah, totally. Now, the thing is, by letting go of it, so just take a deep breath and release time and all the hold it has on you, your creations, your energy field, your Oh, God. Your timeline for life here on the planet, when you die, when you live, when you live, when you've died. You've died so many times, you can't die. You just keep living. Sorry. Don't worry about it. You've never died. Okay. So so we've got that paradigm of time to play with, or we could allow ourselves to exist within this new universe of being in simultaneity through all, right? And which one sounds like it's going to create more possibilities for you?
The second one,
exactly. Okay, so it's our right as beings to actually choose our own experience, right? And to get to be the one that's choosing. So we can either choose to enforce and activate and bring our experience to the box of time where we have to fit inside of it, and it's very small, and oh my God, it's like I can't even breathe there, right? Or we could go, thank you so much, but that was a very contractive experience, and now instead of choosing you, I'm actually going to choose this other road. I'm going to choose what is. I'm going to choose to actually be my own future destiny. I'm going to allow myself to choose. And the thing is, you can't do it from the energies. I mean, you can try to do it from the energies of the ego, but if you're willing to let go of the stuff that's been tracking in your mind and go, hey, thank you so much. You've been really great. But there is no way to figure out separation, right? There is no way to figure out time. There's no way to beat it. There's no way to fight it. There's no way to, every time you give your power to it, it activates, right? So what happens is separation is like a never-ending alley, right? And you're walking down the alley going, okay, if I just get time worked out, then I'll get everything figured out. And if I just get time worked out, or okay, if I just, you know, believe in fear and worry enough, if I just keep wanting money, then money will show up. If I just keep wanting money, money will show up. If I just, all the ways in which you believe in separation, it's basically creating this alley, and the end of the alley gets further and further and further away from you as you feel like you're getting somewhere and nothing's happening. All that's happening is you're saying, universe, I believe in want. Bring me more want. And the universe goes, here's more want. Your end destination is even further away. And you're like, but I want money. I want money. I want money. It's like, okay, you're telling me you lack money. So let's just keep putting this ahead of you, right? You're telling me you'd rather have it in your quote unquote future than actually have it now. So keep wanting and I'll keep keeping it in your future. It's actually doing everything you're asking for. You just don't realize that you're asking for it not to show up. Okay, the thing that they brought in, and it almost slipped away, but is that everyone else believes in this separation. So in order to be normal, then, hey, you get to believe in the separation. So if you take this and you go, you know what? I am willing to be wrong by everyone's eyes. But I'm taking my road of the isness. I'm taking my road of knowing that I can have and be and create any future. And as I create it for myself, I vibrate it into being. Okay. So you have to be willing to go, I'm willing to be wrong based on everyone's standards. But guess what? I get to be correct and right based on the God and the love that I am. And to me, that's worth it. I don't need to be.
I want to be happy.
There you go. I'd rather be happy than miserable. So have a good time on your misery train. Right? Okay. So does everybody understand that with every one of your thoughts and beliefs, and that you're actually empowering separation to exist for your experience?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and the other thing is there's lots of thoughts and separation that are flying around this crazy place. So you do have to pay attention in order to not function from it. It's like, okay, I'm not thinking that thought. Like, how about let's change this to that? And you're kind of on this constant state of like breathing and releasing and not believing in anything that's being said that you don't actually choose to believe in. So are you guys, would it be okay if you just realize that it does take a little bit of being with it in a different way to actually shift your vibration out of it? Because what'll happen is you'll move yourself into higher and higher states of energetic fields to where you will no longer be able to believe in fear. Like, it's like, I believe in fear, but it's just too far away. Like, you're not going to be able to get to it, okay? So, and that's you working your system into a brand new universe of love and light and everything, of your universe, okay? So is there any reason to hold on to or to empower the knot or separation?
No good reason.
Okay, so just take a deep breath and breathe that in. Oh, cool. There really isn't a reason. Oh, my God. Thank God. Let me just breathe that in, right? Oh, awesome. I was doing it for no reason. So now that I've been doing it for no reason, I can let go of it, and I don't have to have a reason for that either. I can just let go of it. Take another deep breath. And release all the ways in which you gave your brain a reason to go into separation. Because you did give it reasons. That's why it wants to go in for you. And the reasons had energetic payments. That is make-believe. It doesn't exist. But you're like, hey, mind, if you figure this out, if you go figure money out, we're going to be happy. And the mind's like, dude, I'll do anything for you. If you want me to spend my entire life in purgatory and you get happy, I'd be happy to do it for you. Right?
Wow.
So, so you've entrained your mind to go into the knot, into separation, into these tiny little boxes, as if it's a way to recover your being. But it's not. I know you guys know that lesson. You've probably gotten it in a lot of lifetimes. So would you be willing to tell your mind right now, mind, guess what? You no longer have to go into separation any longer.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
And you can go ahead and say that to your mind. Mind, you no longer have to go into separation any longer.
Yay.
And actually tell your mind, you did a great job.
Oh my God.
You did such a great job. I'm giving you a promotion. Exactly. I'm promoting you to CEO. And guess what? CEOs don't have to do anything. You get to be on vacation almost 95% of the time. Yeah, you get to be on vacation with me, right? We get to be on vacation together. Vacation life. And then every once in a while, you'll be like, hey, mind, we've got a project. And the mind's like, oh, you got a job for me. And you're like, yeah, and it's going to be really awesome, right? So here's what I want you guys to begin implementing in your life. And that is actually employing your mind for when you're actually using it. And then when it's done, tell it did a great job. It was totally fabulous and amazing. It's such a good job. It gets another like rest of the day vacation, right? And so what we want to train you to do is be able to turn your mind on and work with it and then let your mind go and be on vacation and enjoy your life. Enjoy the breeze. Enjoy the sky. Enjoy the magic. Enjoy that, right? Good. Okay. So, all right. Okay, so let's start playing again in those higher fields and see how you guys are resonating. See if you guys can go play together. You guys ready to play?
Yes.
You guys ready to play in everything you truly are?
Yes.
Are you willing to honor who you truly are so much that even if whatever comes up, you go, oh, thanks. But you know what? No thanks. Okay, I'm going to go play in everything I truly am. Thanks. Bye.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So so let's bring our awareness up again into that unbelievably awesome, magical, magical kingdom of the energy of God and the angels, your higher self. and feel into the energetics of your world around abundance and prosperity. Wow. That's really cool. Oof. Now, can you feel that you have this world that you can gift infinitely, knowing that what you're giving is the gift of God that is endless? Can you feel that up in that angelic kingdom?
Yeah. No ceilings.
Yeah. Well, it's like you can gift totally infinitely, like to everything, to the plants, the animals, the birds, the matter, the whatever. You get to, from there, you're so flowing, knowing that you are the infinite source of God. Then you know that everything is, that you get to gift. It's like an expression of God infinitely, where you never feel like, oh my God, I'm going to run out, because you get it from this endless source, right? So your generosity to yourself and to everything is abundant. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So would you guys be willing to breathe in that world and remember how you truly function?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. Yes.
Take a deep breath. It means you gift to you too, okay? Gifting to God is gifting to you also. You just happen to gift infinitely to you and everything and everyone, okay? So take a deep breath. Breathing that universe back into your being, how you truly function with the generosity of gifting and gifting and gifting and ifting and gifting and gifting and having there be no lack and gifting so fully to you, so fully to you, so overflowing to you. You give so much to you. It just gifts to everyone instantly and instantaneously. It just overflows through every pore of your body and being, because you are so gifted to by God, by the angels, by you, by your higher self, by everything it is. It's this overflowing and overflowing. And there's such an access, such an excess to gift. It's like, oh my God, well, since I'm already receiving 100% of the love and light and infinite energy that I am from God that I am, I'm so full and overflowing. That's all that there is. So let's just gift infinitely. All right. And it's gifting to what's already full and overflowing also. So all of this overflowing God love is like lapping like the ocean, right? This, you know, as you're gifting, the receiver is gifting, and you're receiving as the gifting is receiving, and the receiving is gifting, and there's, right? And so it's this lapping over of how much more amazing can God be? How much more amazing can we be? How much more, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So are you willing to accept that as your new paradigm with abundance and with prosperity?
Yeah.
Willing to bring that future in so fully. That's what you meditate on. That's what you be with. That's what you give your presence to every day. That's what you activate. That's what you know you're here to bring. So whether or not it shows up here, you're like, well, you do whatever you want to do. I like this universe. It's really fun for me, and this is what I'm here to bring. So ciao, right? So take a deep breath, breathing that in. Ah, breathing that beautiful, amazing universe. Of how special the gift of you gifting to you infinitely is. It's so beautiful. All there is God to give, just more and more and more and more. And there's an abundance of God. It's like, wow, abundance of God. Take another deep breath. There we go. There we go. Now feel inside that God. Allow yourself to feel that there's an abundance of money. Because you know what? There is.
Yeah.
There truly is. Okay. There truly is. Okay. So I can feel the little fear static coming up in the waveforms that you guys are being. It's like, okay. So this is where we get to empower that universe, empower that universe, empower that universe, feel that universe, feel what that universe is feeling like. And I get that within your system right now, there's probably stuff where you're like, I'm still struggling with, I can't feel that abundant because I've got $100 in my bank account and I got to pay my rent in 2 days or whatever, okay? So whatever that is, right? You got those feelings that are associated with it. But what we're asking you to do is know yourself, be yourself, choose yourself so much. You create a new experience in you. You create new thought patterns in you. You create a new way of being inside of you. And in that, you are the birth of your own new world. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So feel into that God overflowing abundance. Oh my God. So much God. This is, wow, an excess of God. Okay, now allow that excess of God to be an excess of money. Oh my God, just infinite. Infinite, infinite, infinite. Infinite, there you go. Infinite, infinite, infinite. There you go. You're getting it. You're getting it. You're starting to feel it. Take a deep breath. Breathe that in. Oh, and then let that just be. Oh, there we go. You choose to experience an excess of money. Ah, an excess of money. Excess of money. Now, it's interesting because you can feel as you bring the monetary symbols and stuff into this God universe, what's happening is you're taking the projections that people put onto money, the people that created money, like, we're only going to print so much of it. And then everybody's going to want the ones that we print, even though it doesn't mean anything. And they're all going to go after, I have 10 of them and you have 9 of them. And that means I'm better than you. And that means I'm superior. And that, right? So they have all these projections that are made to control you. And if you don't have enough, you're not going to survive. No, because God doesn't just give you survival. The earth doesn't provide you with all the food and everything that you need and the shelter. No, 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 that's not what happens. Money provides it. Money is God, right? So they did this whole thing with money where they projected all of these different ideas so that when you got money in your hand, you went, I am living on the same ideals that the projection of the people that created it put it on it, right? And you become basically a zombie believing in their projections instead of going, you know what? I'm a God being and you projected all kinds of silly stuff into this hologram. And instead of believing in your silly stuff, I'm going to bring in my own universe of vibration. Watch me, right? Okay, so what's happening is as we brought that in there, you could feel like little statics of other people's projections that they had put onto money that were having a hard time clearing into the excess of wealth and abundance of money that you can actually be. Does that make sense?
Yes, Rika. Is that why it says in God we trust on money? Because what they're really saying is in money we trust. They're making God money God.
Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of stuff around that, but we don't really care about that because
okay. That's
like saying that words are more powerful than us. It's like, no, actually, okay. We create our words. We don't live by other people's words. And guess what? Words don't mean anything to us, right? We've let go of all of our meanings and definitions of who we think we are. Therefore, words don't have any impact in controlling us into not our separation. Therefore, right? We aren't controlled by anybody else's words, anybody else's energy, anybody else's separation. Instead, we choose our own world. We're the rebels. We're the ones that get to go, ha, neener, 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 you said all this stuff to money, but guess what? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I get to create my own world. Right? And with that, you're going to function so differently with money, it's going to come out of your ears. And you're going to be like, what the hell is happening? This is freaking crazy. Okay? But it does require you going, okay, you guys did all this weird projection onto money, but guess what? I am no longer willing to believe you. Do you guys get how silly it's actually been that you've believed that paper could give you God?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And then if you had more paper, you'd receive more love and you'd be safer. There we go. Okay, you're starting to see, like, oh my God, that's idiocracy. Yes, it is. Okay, so would you be willing to release all the projections you're still believing in that aren't allowing when we bring the money up into that God excess? It's not allowing all the projections to clear because what's happening is we're a co-creative universe in this activation. And so if you're still projecting that money has this value or does this thing, when we bring it up into there to clear it, anything you're still holding on to, I can still feel. And the group can still feel. So the more and more and more each of you are willing to embody this, the more you actually clear it from the whole group and all of you move into an entirely different world with money. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So would you be willing to take a deep breath and realize, oh, well, I've been a fool. Oh, well, I was duped again. This place sure seems pretty real. Right? And just have fun with it because it's silly, right? It's all make-believe. It's all silly. Take another deep breath. Oh, and just allow yourself just to relax and release and relax and release. It's okay. Just relax and release. Just let it go. All you need is to allow God and the energy of the universe and source to come in and just clean up this information, and you won't even feel it anymore. Once you get strong in your universe with money, money will feel 100% different to you. It'll be completely new world, okay? So just allow yourself to take another deep breath, releasing all those projections around money. Oh, they're not my projections. Oh, there you go. They're not yours. Okay, another deep breath. You'd never create money that way. There's no way. You guys are way... Yeah, you guys are... those would never be your choices, right? Anything that's not...
I don't want to...
Anything that's not your choice is actually... Potentially, I would say 90% of the time, somebody else's projection, or 100% of the time. Okay, so what's happening then is you're living your life based on their projections. And why do they create all those projections around money? Because they wanted to control you. So if you love being controlled, then hold on to the information. If you want to be a rebel like the rest of us and allow yourself to go, screw it, I let go of it, watch this, woohoo! I'm a God being and I can rearrange anything. Watch out. I don't have to have your energy around it. I can have my energy around it. And I don't care. Nothing is stopping me. Believe in your own projections, right? Because I get to choose what universe money lives in for me. And I choose the God universe and the kingdom of heaven that I am so that I can actually have a relationship with it. Because until you do that, you can't actually have a relationship with it. You're having a relationship with separation instead of a relationship with presence. And only within the relationship with presence will the kingdom of heaven open. Take a deep breath, breathing that opening in. Woo! Oh, that's working. Let that come all the way through your body, all the way through your fingers and your toes, or the exhale. Oh, yeah, that's happening. I can feel that. I feel like I said the magic words. Take another deep breath. Ooh, there we go. Letting that come all the way in. Oh, there we go. There we go. Another deep breath. Okay. And just a word for your mind or for your being in regards to your mind is that your thoughts will only regurgitate your old feelings, and your old feelings will only regurgitate your old thoughts, and your old thoughts will only regurgitate your old feelings, and your old feelings will only regurgitate your own thoughts. But if you choose to think what you choose to think, and you choose to bring in the energy and feel the way you choose to feel about that, you're creating a whole different circular pattern within the heavenly energy instead of the energy of separation. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes! Okay. That was funny. Okay. So bring your awareness up right now into your higher self and into the magical, joyful, fun-filled universe of playing with paper. And allowing God to completely flow through that paper. There you go. Flow through and around and to and from, and there you go. Feel into that beautiful universe of how you actually function with money. How much fun and joy, how much play and magic, how much infinite possibilities, how much creation is play. Future creation is play. Everything is play. Everything is fun and lightness and play and magic and fun and lightness and play and magic and fun. And there we go. And let that whole huge universe of light and love and vibration, that new future that you're actually creating right now, would you be willing to accept that future as yours?
Yeah.
Okay, take a deep breath. Breathing that in. Letting that come through your body. Oh, yeah. Your fingers and your toes. Yay. Letting that come all the way through. Woo-hoo. There we go. All the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. There we go. There we go. Woo. Opening up the flow to that beautiful universe of creation. Now, let's ask your higher self from the energetics of this that we're bringing in, that we're you know, we were just talking about from the energetics. Feel into those energetics. Yeah. That world of just total God flowing through all of your life, all the paper, all the magic, all the, it's just like complete flow of the expansion of God. And your bank account reflects it. Oh, I'm telling you all the answers. Okay. So what, hold on. In that energetic kingdom, okay. There you go. So let's look at this. Within that energetic kingdom, if you choose to be this kingdom, and let's do this as something you can actually grasp, okay? If you choose to be this kingdom and be this way with money, right, and create money from this platform, create your life, create everything, right, with all this God energy flowing through it, okay, ask your higher self, how much money will I have in my bank account in 3 months if I support this future for 3 months? Okay, did you guys get a bigger number than you have now?
Yeah, yep.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, and how much, you know, and the other thing is we just want to be aware of it and let it go, because as you grow, you're going to be aware that you can receive more. So that number is going to grow. It's kind of one of those exponential numbers, right? So how much are you making, every month if you actually hold this universe for 3 months? Wow. That's awesome. That's cool. Oh, that's exciting, isn't it? Wow.
Yes.
So was it like two to three times, or was it four times the amount, or five or ten?
3 times.
Yeah. For a lot of you guys, I got from between 3 to 6. It was like, oh my God, like it would just quadruple. It would like, and you can feel this like, wow, right? So just know also that as you choose this new future and this new destiny for you, it usually takes, a little bit of time. And, you know, like, I don't want to create a rule around it because I don't like rules myself. But what I do want to do is give you guys like, oh, I can relax and keep doing this every day. And whatever's showing up, I just know that it hasn't quite caught on to my new future yet, but I know it will. It usually takes like kind of around 3 months to complete a process. So like when I've gone to sell people's houses and assist them in selling the houses, usually it takes about 3 months. When we create that new future of what it's going to be like and the person that's living it, the whole thing, and then we give them the meditation, it is the more and more you do the meditation every day, even if it's for 5 minutes, you're going to grow that field so much. It's going to gain in its momentum. You're adding more and more energy to it like a tsunami. And then, bam, it just knocks everything else over. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Even if you're doing that 5 minutes every day, you said?
Yeah.
Because I have a question.
Okay.
I'm not feeling this. I'm just feeling really contracted.
Okay. So right now, your contraction has your attention, right? Because really the only thing that changes our experience is our presence and our attention. Right? So right now inside of you, there's contractive information that needs this vibration for you to move forward. That's all that's really happening, right? So take a deep breath into the contraction and give it the energy that's going on the call right now with this intuitive prosperity. So just take a deep breath into that contraction and give it all that energy of love, light, magic, and play, because that's all it's asking for.
I guess I'm kind of scared to give it that, or to accept that. Like, I don't trust that I can accept it.
No, it's just a little fear. Take a deep breath. The fear is not more powerful than you. Right? Take a deep breath into it. Your choice will override your mind. There you go. Another deep breath. You can do it. There you go. You can do it. Good job. There you go. One more. There you go. You got to let that part of you know that it's safe to let go. See, what happens is when you contract into, like, we contracted because we thought it was safer. It's like, oh my God, it can't be all this. Let me be smaller box. And oh my God, I'm still getting pummeled and things aren't working out. It's crazy. And smaller box, smaller box, smaller box, smaller box. And we got in this tiny, tiny box. And now we're going, screw the box. And what you're going through is, but if I let go of this box, I won't be safe. And you go, I don't care. But if I let go of this box, I won't be safe. You know what? I'm safe in God. But if I let go of this box, I won't be safe. You know what? I am loved beyond measure, and I am connecting with that, and I'm being that, and I'm allowing that. I'm connecting with God. I'm bringing that energy into my system, and all of a sudden, fear is not present. Okay, does that feel better, worse, or the same?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you did it, so thank you. I mean, great job, right? So I could tell there was trepid, and I'm like, you can do it, you can do it. And you're like, ah, screw it, I can do it. Right? It's like, okay, now I'm actually starting to feel shift here. Yay! All right. Woohoo! Okay.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think you have to be aware of the limitations to erase them? Because some of them are really subtle. Or can you just go to the new future and do a complete swipe of the past?
I would say, you know, potentially depending on how much work, internal work you've done. But hey, I'm all for moving into total expansion and just having stuff get wiped out. But even when we do that, like you notice the people that have content during our, you know, as we expand, their content's like, and then they're like, okay, I feel better. Let's keep going.
It comes up harder to have it.
Well, it's just that no matter where you're going in that future has no stuff, no past, no content.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to have to be released in some way. And the more you've done like the deep core work of pain and hurt and pain and oh, that gut wrenching stuff, the more you've actually done that, the easier it is to fly into futures without getting caught on anything. But if they haven't done the internal work of the gut work where you're like, oh my God, I don't want to live anymore, like then it's going to be harder to move into it.
May I add to that? I find that when I'm expanding and I feel really expansive, it's always followed by contraction as it's like, don't go there.
Yeah, because that's your program. That's the program you programmed in to make sure that you wouldn't expand because you thought contraction was safer.
Yeah.
Right.
I just want to get out of that paradigm.
Well, in that moment, you have to go, thank you so much, but you're no longer required. I decide, like I'm a being, I get to be the one that chooses. Take a deep breath, override it, and go anyway.
Yeah.
Right. So you can learn a lot based on just being aware of your own system. Like just by listening to your own thoughts, just by seeing the places that you go, just by opening up to new possibilities, or even looking at what possibilities do I think are so great I'm not allowed to receive them. And when you ask that question, you're going to start be giving these futures and you're like, holy crap, it's so big and it's so amazing. And then it's like, oh, I'm coming up against some deserving. Who cares? Throw it out. You're God. All right. Okay. So there's somebody else with a question.
Is that what you did the news when you see all this junk on the news?
I don't watch the news. If you are watching the news, yeah, keep breathing. And don't attach to it.
I mean, it's really deep, my unconscious, I'm sure. And so therefore, you know, I try not to watch news, but I keep getting this stuff and I'm not sure how I get around it.
Well,
I mean, I want to believe, but I still have this real core thing that I'm trying to create, open up. I sometimes feel that just even attending something like this is acknowledging my lack.
Okay. So you can take it that way, but is that the most expansive way to take it for you?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I'm trying to get around.
Okay. I just wanted to like,
love you, Pat.
I just want to bring that up. It's like, wait a second. I could choose to have this perspective about it, which sucks for me. Or I could choose to go, wow, look at me, I'm choosing. Look at me, I'm moving into more. Look at me, I'm giving this up. Look at me, I'm having this. Look at me, I'm... So when you follow that path of the is, you guys, you move into the is. When you follow, oh my God, this is too much, or I'm not getting this, or whatever, you're following deeper and deeper and deeper into the separation. Does that make sense?
Thank you.
Cool. So it is going to take a lot of catching yourself. The more and more you're willing to move into the vibrations, the easier it is, because what happens is as you move up in your vibrational scales, like if you meditated on like gratitude and love every day or on creating these futures and really living this fully present, right? You're going to bring your vibration up. When you do that, you can no longer, the lower vibrations can no longer find you. So there's one thing to do all the work in your mind where you, and it's a lot of work, right? But if you actually take the time to energetically move your energy into a new vibration, it'll be easier because the thoughts won't be able to access you as much and do the cutting of the cords and stuff that we teach. Okay? Does anybody else have a question before we move forward?
Yeah, just because what happens is I go into trying to stay safe as who I am instead of allowing myself to create something new. And I'm, because it's so unknown, I'm not sure how to create the new from that new mindset.
Okay. We're actually going to teach you in the next section. So.
Yeah.
You're good. You're supported. We got you. And it'll be a, it'll be just a new training for your whole system. And you're going to be like, oh my God, thank God I took this live stream because I can create anything with it. So we're going to get into that.
Thank you, Erica.
Okay. Who's next?
I know that all these things are, you know, they all work on the same principle. And so right now we're focusing on money. I mean, I've had money in my life. I've not had money. You know, I'm miserable both ways. I have to get through that. But there's a real core issue I have maybe with God itself.
Yeah.
Herself. And so like, it's through that. I don't think, you know,
Okay. I'm going to stop you because where you're going isn't going anywhere.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
That's the mark of my life.
Yeah. So again, using that tool that we just gave of, okay, then you started supporting the not, you started supporting the past, you started supporting the right. You're giving your presence and your attention there, so you're going to expand it and create it and activate it, right? So give your presence to what is. Oh, my God, this is so beautiful. Oh, my God, we're opening up to new possibilities. Oh, my God, I'm starting to feel that universe of abundance that I am. Wow, I wonder how my life is. Oh, my God, I just found out that if I be this every day and give myself this five-minute meditation of being this every day, I'm going to make 4 to 6 times as much money within 3 months.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a lot more to play with rather than misery. It's like, it's so much more fun up here. Why not let yourself have fun? Okay, so somebody else had a question?
So can you go over cutting cords again?
What was that?
Just, you cut all of them, right, and then they come back, or what happens?
So with the cord cutting, the more and more you're willing to increase your vibration, the less they'll really get to be attached to you. But it's really quite simple. You just open yourself up, open your energy up, take a deep breath, breathe in all that love, and let all the cords plop out. Plop, 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 plop. Create yourself in flow, 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 flow. Once you realize yourself as flow and not stagnant, cords won't be able to get to you. So you can also ask Archangel Michael to come in and cut your cords, or you can ask your higher self to do it. Or you can just ask that all your cords be cut. But it's just the intention.
I love having them just fall away. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Okay, there was another question?
Sometimes, like, I start to, you know, feel, like, create money and get into the flow, and it feels really good, and then I get a little taste of maybe how it's going to come, and then I start to kind of block it, basically, you know, in the sense of, like, oh, it's going to come from here, come from there, and how can I...
Yeah. From your perspective, does money come because you figured it out, or does money come from God?
Both. It's like it's coming from God, and then I take over.
Yeah. When your ego starts taking it over, they start pulling it back to get you back to the God place so that you can remember, and then it starts flowing in again. And then when your mind gets a hold of it and says, no, no, I'm the one that did it, and you believe it, then it starts slowing down again. They're just trying to teach you that lesson of love where all energies, all presence, all being, everything comes from God, not from anything else.
Yeah, that's part of the illusion I've brought into.
Yeah.
Because I'm playing with the child and then, you know, with reality coming, no, this is how it is. Then I took it upon myself to, you know, control that illusion.
Yeah. So the illusion is much better when you don't control it. Because when you try to control it, it's controlling you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So instead, give your presence your attention. When you get in those moments where your mind's about to take over, go, whoa, 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 time to meditate. Hold on. Take a deep breath. Mine, thank you so much. Cool. You've done such a great job. But you're CEO, you're going on vacation now, you know, like, and just go through the process of releasing your mind from the cords that it was attached to, and then bringing the God energy in and realigning yourself with the energy of God brings all. And so you can circumvent those periods of time where you're going into less and less money, because you've already changed the energy. And as you reprogram yourself, it'll be less and less until it won't exist.
Cool.
Awesome. Woohoo. Okay, there's one other question.
Are we not the God of us? I am the God of me. I see my own reality.
Of course you are.
From my heart, my mind, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
My experience from the past is that money comes in and then I have to spend it either for my car that is broken or for my health that is not so optimum at the moment. So how can I stop this pattern?
Yeah. So in that world, you have the universe only brings me what I need. So then when you need, the universe brings you what you need, but it doesn't provide an excess. Probably because an excess of wealth is dangerous, or you'd be judged as selfish or self-centered or all about the money, and you'd actually, things would change, and that's scary. And so you've just got that world around it. So what's cool is that in our next session, we're actually going to activate and bring in these really, really high energies and really get you into the world of your intuitive prosperity and functioning from that world, so that you guys can really get a sense of how to bring this in, even in your, you know, 5-minute meditations, to build your absolute new awesome future, which is going to be fun.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Just go ahead.
I had a client this morning and she paid me $500, and she was very happy. Me too. Except that I felt like dying till today. And this morning I wanted to stop everything because of this feeling. Can you help me for that?
Okay. So right now you're stuck in an old pattern, right, of the feelings and the thoughts, actually being in a circular pattern where the feelings create the thoughts and the thoughts create the feelings. So potentially what you're doing is you're looking at your feelings and going, how do I think about this? And how do I feel about this? Well, I don't feel good about this. Or I got money, I would feel good about it. That's that endless cycle that we were talking about when you're believing in the not and believing in separation. So through this next part, we're actually going to bring you into the experience, because you can't, it's like, you know, saying like, oh, I'm going to create a whole different future, but I haven't experienced it. It's kind of like you don't have the energetic connection to it. You don't have the platform of it. It's a little tough to create it if you're not experiencing it and feeling it and really letting it come through, right? So the other thing that you said about the money and the happiness, it's like money's never made you happy. Money's also, it's like you've created this idea that money makes you happy, except you are happy when you're being you, right? You are the energy of joy itself, right? So you got to take the power out of money's hands and go, you know what? I am joy. Thanks so much, money, but I am joy. And in that, I receive infinite amounts of joy because I already am joy, called money, right? It's like, all right, money, bring it on. I am joy. Because the universe is going to keep trying to teach you that you are not an energy that's within the world of money. You are the energy of God and gratitude and love and light. And you are that universe. And when you be that universe, you can receive money infinite. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. One more question.
I had purchased a Resonance to Money program that was reputable. And when I started using it, I ended up having an accident that just shattered the whole bottom of one leg, and it was a big issue. When I contacted the people about it and what I should do, they said, well, you just weren't ready to handle the Resonance. And that was pretty much it. So like it has left with, and moving forward into doing other money prosperity things, am I going to end up harming myself again?
Okay. So first off, was what they said very nice?
Well, no, it was supportive.
And when
I approached them, I was kind of like, help orient me here. Obviously, I need orienting, okay?
Was what they said actually disempowering?
Yeah.
Okay. So realize that people who are disempowering are disempowered themselves. So the platform in which you, whatever program you did, realize that also, because you'll be able to see what parts of the platform were clean and from God and from everything that is and totally empowering, and then where their reality snuck in and created weird stuff, right? So you actually get more out of the program because you won't buy the lies in which the program was created by. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So everywhere you believe them over you, would you let it go?
Yeah.
Do you see how you changed you or became something else based on what they said, which was mean, a lie, and about their own disempowerment?
And well, why, it certainly has impeded me moving forward to the very thing that I wanted to.
Yeah. And why would you ever listen to somebody else over listening to yourself?
Okay.
And you can feel that there's some sadness in there, right? So take a deep breath and breathe into that sadness. And you may want to do some mirror work with the little one that you betrayed. Because this isn't the first time you betrayed you, unfortunately. But fortunately, because you're at the place where you're like, yay, I don't have to betray myself anymore. I get to know me and be me and whatever they say. It doesn't matter because I know who I am. And I know that I'm love and light and infinite and magic. So neener, neener, neener. Oh, cool. Your little one's happy that I just did that little dance there. She's like, yeah, give her the neener, neener, neener. So that she can do that with this stuff. Okay, cool. Awesome. Awesome. Okay, so let's let you guys, does anybody else have like another burning question?
I've come out of a really abusive relationship and also 8 years of a 2-car accident.
Mm.
And I'm trying to get back on my feet again, but the very person who's supporting me, my mother, while I get back on my feet, is the same person who is disempowering me at the same time. And I seem to be stuck in some energy where no matter how hard I try, I cannot bring in another source of financial abundance. And I've been stuck in this for a couple of years now.
Mm.
And I get the... Of course, I'm going to help you, and you're totally worth helping. And at the same time, what's wrong with you? You can't do anything.
Yeah, I know. I feel that. Ooh, it's crazy in there.
And it came from my ex-husband. It came from all the powerful, controlling people in my life. Seeing all that now, and I've really been working to step away from it and say no, but I can't change my financial reality, and I seem to be still not able to look to other places, even though I'm trying every day. Could you help me get unstuck from this really painful place to be in?
Okay. So, you know, it's like I get this full platform and this full awareness that you've created life as abuse. And you wouldn't actually know what life was if it wasn't abusive.
That's where I'm at right now. I've been able to say no to all the abuse, but I don't know. It's like, oh my God, what'll I be if there's no abuse?
Well, you're moving through it, but it's, you know, it's like you're still talking about it, so it's still happening, right? You haven't been able to say no to all the abuse, or we wouldn't be having this conversation, right? So what I would do if I were you is do some mirror work around all the people that have betrayed you. So that's another course, though. So it's like we did a great series on it during the Self-Love Mastery course, and I think we'll be putting that out as a product if you want to look into that. Or the VIB membership would help too. But it's a whole different course because you got a bunch of stuff in there.
Okay. You're done.
What's that?
I lost the volume. I didn't hear what you said, but I can listen to the replay.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, in the meantime, take a deep breath. You need some air in there. It's like a big, dark dungeon with no windows and no doors.
Actually, enough light enough, but I'm not seeing evidence coming in, so I feel like, oh my gosh. Because my mother is waiting
for me. Okay, hold on. I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to stop you there. Because what you actually need is not what we're doing in this activation. Like, you need a whole level of work on forgiving all the people that have betrayed you, including you. Okay.
It is a self-love mastery course, my love. The self-love mastery course. And she puts it out there to sell. I was one of the participants in it, and sweetheart, that is to learn the mirror work and learn to reclaim yourself through beautiful ways of forgiveness and an awareness that you will get and liberation that you will get. That's what resonates for me. But as soon as you get the opportunity, no matter what you think your financial situation is, as soon as you get the opportunity to purchase the Self-Love Mastery, please give that to yourself.
Oh, Alija. Isn't it so true? That course is so foundational. It's like, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It will give you,
yeah.
It will give you your life back.
And feel free to do it with a friend so you can do it with a home play partner. Like, you know, you can post on the Onenesses or on my Facebook page or whatever. And it's like, hey, I'm looking for someone who wants to do the Self-Love Mastery course. We can do it together and be home play partners, because you're going to want a friend to do the assignments with and stuff. Okay.
I think I can find one. Thank you.
Yay! Oh, my God.
Rita, I have a question.
Yeah. We'll take one more question.
Okay. Can you help me try to get my power back on this? I have a student loan debt that's 200 grand, and it grows each year. Principal gets capitalized. It's just, and I know that I make it bigger than myself. Just trying to figure out a way to think or feel around it, or just get my power back with it.
Okay, so who does your debt remind you of? This would be good for everyone.
Oh, my debt remind me of?
Oh, oh yeah.
Okay, I'd say my father.
Oh, that's such a good question. Nicole, can you write that down? Who does your debt remind you of? Oh, that's a great question. So your father, right? So what it feels like is, actually, I mean, a bit more of the Self-Love Mastery course, but it's like you need to go into where your father betrayed you and actually repair that relationship and undo where you're still functioning from having your father over your head. So you're underneath your father going, I can't get out of this. I'm not doing it right. I can't. And that will give you the freedom from it to where you can begin to create a whole new world. So how does your debt, I would say, like, you know, how does your debt remind you of your father as a writing assignment? Feels like this. It feels like this. What experiences did you go through as a child that remind you of that? When he did this, when he did this, and it made me feel this and this. And the Self-Love Mastery course has a full-on outline for the whole thing. So you can either do that or just, so that's cool, though. Good piece, right? You're like, oh, my God, I created my father again. This is awesome.
Well, yeah, it was the energy of my mother's judgment of my father that the energy is around, I believe. You know, it feels like I'll never get out from underneath it. And I don't want to make it bigger than me, because I'm just getting into the God energy of who I am. So I'm trying to think about love and money as a free fun play and so forth. And yet I have this huge monster of death.
Yeah. So it sounds like you picked up. Well, the thing is, when you're a little kid, you believe you are your mom, especially when you're in the womb. So the creation of you and the base of you is, oh, my God, like, I'm never going to fit. I'm never going to make him happy. I'm always within his box, his guard, I have to protect my whole world. So you need to go in there and talk to that little part of you and bring that little part of you back into harmony so you can have freedom.
Okay.
All right. So we're actually going to move on, because we have an entire absolute universe that is nothing to do with the vibration of where that's coming from. Okay. And it has nothing to do with the vibration of where the other guy was coming from. It has nothing to do with all of that. So if I don't take you guys here, I would be robbing you of actually creating the life of your dreams. And I'm not willing to do that. Okay. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to release. Oh my God. All this stuff, you guys. Oh, the old feelings that are creating the thoughts that are creating the feelings that are creating the thoughts that are creating the, take a deep breath. There you go. And just allow yourself to move into this very, very precious, very present moment. And as your mind is going, no, but I had the thing. I was going to fix it. It was going to, take a deep breath and quiet your mind on purpose, because it's your choice, right? Allow yourself to go, thank you so much, mind. You've done a great job. I know you think you have the answers, but instead, right in this moment, I'm choosing to travel to a vibrational universe that's different than the one you're living in. Okay? So right now it's like, all right, mind, I'm choosing to actually move into a different vibrational universe. Okay. It's different than the one you're living in. So as we move into this, you may feel like you don't understand. You may feel like you're scared, or you may feel like you want to race, but I'm just letting you know you're safe. It's okay. I'm here with you. Don't worry about it. Okay. And if you let me go into this vibrational universe of having and being everything that I am, fully resonant and connected with my intuitive prosperity, the future of my dreams, like, if you let me go there, I'll give you all the credit. Yeah, there we go. I'll give you all the credit. And for any of you guys that still feel like your mind's going to be the thing that gets you there, just take a deep breath and go, you know what? How about we try something new? I've had that pattern running in my head forever, thinking that my mind was going to figure out my money problems. But I always kept finding it just created more problems and more money problems. And so I'm really going to set that pattern down and set that
thought. No, I'm not kidding, honey. Get up. No, I'm not kidding, honey. Get up.
So I'm really going to set that pattern down now, and I'm going to go, oh, you just create more of yourself. I get it. That's so cool. And with that, I'm actually going to choose to move into a whole new, beautiful, amazing universe of me being and having the future of my choice financially, and living, feeling and experiencing that universe, because I know as I experience it, and as I bring myself into it, my thoughts are being rearranged. My feelings are being rearranged. My body's being rearranged into a new world. And my body doesn't know the difference between something happening because I created it in my mind or it really happening. So we're in essence moving into this dynamically awesome future so that you can get a platform of how to function from total intuitive prosperity. Okay. And so at this point, whether or not you're following along or feel like you're getting it, we're actually not going to stop and talk to any more minds. So it's your job to talk to your own mind. Okay. It's your job to take a deep breath and to give your presence to the is that we're talking about. It's your job to go, wait a second, I feel like I'm missing everything. Why don't I bring myself into presence in this moment? Why don't I find out as we lead each other and ourselves in this whole different world? Why don't I choose this and commit to this and be this and feel this and give my presence to the isness of this showing up so I can feel even more of it? Because I know what I give my presence to grows. So as I give my presence to it, I'm going to find out even more about this platform. I'm going to experience this platform. I'm going to be this platform, and it's going to bring my whole life into this. See, the thing is, you create the same life from the same vibration. So until we move you vibrationally, we can't allow this whole new life to show up. This is your quote unquote energetic solution for your quote unquote money problems that don't exist. Okay. So just take a deep breath. It's so funny because the mind like will end up wrestling with me, and I'm like, I can't make your minds not wrestle. I can only empower you to go, wait a second. Why don't I kind of follow the different pieces Rika's giving me, take a deep breath, keep being with it is, keep moving into it, feel what I feel, let it come into my body, let myself experience it, let my experience this new future and be my choice for my future so fully that, oh my God, I'm feeling, oh my God, it is. And you do that by giving your presence and your attention to it. So when contraction shows up, you go, oh, that's sweet, but I'm going here. And you stay in that until you're actually experiencing it. And you'll find that all the stuff that was maybe contractive is now being erased, and you're in a whole new world. The way out is the way out, right? The way out isn't the way into separation. It's not, sometimes we have to dive in there to undo stuff, but we don't want to stay there. We want to move into new creations of you. So go ahead and open your bodies like a pipe. There you go. Open your energy systems. There we go. Bring your awareness up and let's ask guidance and the angels for just a huge, amazing, awesome, oh, incredible recipe of your energetic Mm. What's the word? Well, it's like your energetic currency with money, but it's really that, it's like that feeling of receiving and exchanging and playing and being, and it's your universe. It's yours. It's divinely yours. It's made up of magic and awesomeness, right? And as you're present with this, 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 you bring it into fruition. You bring it into yourself, your body experiences, your self experiences it, and you actually vibrate it into being. Okay. You are 100% different energetically with money than the way you've been trained here. Okay. Money to you is play. And money to you is the energy of God itself. It's like, oh my God. Wow. Oh, it's amazing. God, everyone, we just get to fly it around. We get to receive it coming to the bank account. It's like, oh my God, it's crazy. It's everywhere. And how easy is it when you're not believing in the not, when you're just being, how easy is it to breathe in more God? Well, it's infinitely easy. It's everywhere. All it takes is just taking that deep breath and going, okay, centering yourself, anchoring yourself in the earth and in the heavens, right? So let's actually go ahead and do that. Go ahead and bring your feet into the center of the earth. There we go. Take a deep breath, breathing that magical energy of the center of the earth up through your body. Having your waist, yeah, be at the crust of the earth. There you go. All that magical energy coming up through your body. Good. And now bring your head all the way up into the cosmos, all the way up into this heavenly energy, hanging out with God and the angels. So your feet are in the center of the earth. Your waist is at the crest of the earth and the head is all the way up. Good, all the way up. There you go. Take another deep breath, breathing in that heavenly energy. All the way down to your body, letting your body ground deep into the magical energy of the earth so that it feels really safe and really nurtured and really supported and really loved, really loved. There we go, really loved. There we go. And breathe in the energy from the center of the earth up through your feet. And out your head, there we go. And your head's in the cosmos and you're feeding all that heavenly energy up into the cosmos. There we go. And another deep breath. Breathing all that heavenly energy down from the cosmos all the way through your feet and your toes into the center of the earth is that you are the Axis Mundi. You're the where heaven actually meets earth. Beautiful. So this is a great platform to begin creating your energetic shifts from because your body feels safe. Now you can fly. If you just fly, sometimes the body's like, I'm still here on earth, right? But if you, so it can kind of get a little like, edgy or kind of hold you down. But once your body is completely grounded into the center of the earth and the magic of the earth, you can actually bring it up into a whole new universe and it'll feel very safe there. Okay. So now bring your awareness up into you having your special, magical, amazing universe of receiving God. Yep. Breathing that God energy in and out, being that God energy, and feel into that whole landscape of the energetics of where you truly come from and how it feels to receive God. Now, when I'm saying receive God, what I'm also saying is receiving abundance. It's actually the same thing, which is really cool. So feel into that whole universe of receiving and being, transmitting, playing with, enjoying, all that whole magical universe of magic and play and joy with receiving and expressing and being. Feel the endless energy of love and of light and of magic. Feel the endless abundance that you're an expression of God that's gifting God and there's an abundance of God that's flowing through you as you're an expression of God, being God, overflowing with God. As you look at everything else that's overflowing with God, that expression of God, all that energy of the entire source of the universe flowing through all of this God energy all around you. And take a deep breath, breathing that universe of that much abundance into your world. There you go, letting it come all the way through your body, bringing all that abundance in, all that abundance in, all that abundance in, all that abundance in. Okay, so what we're doing here also is as we move you into this new chosen destiny or future with money, as you're creating this, as you're being this, you're moving into a different vibration of receiving and a different vibration of expressing, right? So of receiving money and gifting money. You're actually moving into a whole different expression of that. And as you move into a whole different expression of that and a new vibrational universe of support and love and this overflowing God energy, you begin to live there. And as you live there, you're only going to be aware of the possibilities or the opportunities that will expand that experience of God even more. So some people have asked, like, how do I invest in the stock market? Or how do I know which stocks are going to go up? Well, as you bring in this universe and be this universe of love and light and, right, this magical universe, and start living there and being there, when you look at the stocks, there's going to be ones that feel like they're kind of equal to your plane of energetic existence and some that feel like they even expand it. And then there's going to be some that like just kind of fall below you. Like, oh, and I get that that's not going to be the more expansive, more greater expression of God. Okay. But you can't do it from underneath it. You can't go, okay, let me be aware of an energy that I'm not from my own experience, from my own ideas of what I'm experiencing, right? Because you're in the box going, I want to see which ones are out of the box. And you're like, you put them all in the box and you're in the box. So we have to get you out of the box to where you're free to fly and money doesn't mean anything. It's totally fake, right? To where there's no ties into the illusion. At that point, you can feel the energies of them, and some of them just go into this free flow expansion of some of them go, right? So you'll actually know in your life, you can use that as a platform for all possibilities, all opportunities, all the jobs and careers and stuff, right? Because you'll be able to feel from this new universe, that gifting world. Okay. And I can feel that some of you guys are having a hard time allowing yourself to be in the universe that this illusion could support you. Like you're like, okay, cool. I can be in the energy of God, but how could I find a job that would make me feel like, like that? Okay. Well, if you believe that, then you're not in the universe of receiving that, right? If you're thinking like, oh, there isn't a job out there, or I haven't found a job that would do that, or there is no job that does that, you're in the box, right? You're in the box going, nothing else is possible. So unless we get you out of that box, you can't actually receive a job that would make you go, oh, it won't happen, right? And if it does happen, you'll try to destroy it or you'll expand either way, right? But we want to get you to the place where you're being it so much, that's all that shows up is amazing possibilities. That's all. And you're in this place of like, oh my God, all these amazing, infinite, magical possibilities are showing up everywhere. Which one do I choose? Because they're all insanely awesome. That's where we want to get you. And you can be the being that brings that into existence by your willingness to know who you really are and how you function, to be who you really are and how you function, and to bring you, beautiful, amazing you, to everything you do in reality, right? Bring your universe with money into money, right? Okay, so right now, just tap into what you would imagine is your most magnificent future with money. Whether it's like having $1 million in the bank, whether you're traveling all over the world, whether, you know, just feel into the energies of what it feels like to live in that life and to be a part of that universe and to be receiving that much and to be that love. Ah, oh, there you go. That love. That supported. Ooh, that clear. Wow. That present. There you go. That much, not ran by your mind, but ran by your heart. Oh, and the joy that you bring to the world as you get to be in this universe of total prosperity ran by your heart. And that there's infinite amounts of God wealth that's just flowing in every direction. And it's so easy. Okay, that future is in all of you. Depending on how much you want to repeat the thoughts and feelings and patterns from the past is how long it takes you to get there. Or we could just bring it in now. What do you say? You guys ready to bring it in now?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Cool. Okay. So feel into your energetic universe with money. It's totally different than what's being shown here. And I'm just going to replace money with God because it'll keep it clear in your system. But what I do want you to do is allow paper to be present. Okay? Because right now, paper doesn't really have a charge for you guys. But for some of you guys, money still does, right? So what I want you to do is we're going to use the word God. But what I really mean is money so that you can keep it clean in your system. And by God, I mean the universe source, right? I don't mean a guy in the sky. So we'll keep it in the words of God. But what I do want you guys to envision is all this paper flowing around everywhere. Just like put that paper everywhere, right? All different kinds of currencies and papers and it's just like, oh my God, I get to have paper and numbers vibrate as God. Okay. Whew. Okay. So you guys ready to embody this chosen future with money, this where you're completely connected to the intuitive prosperity and the absolute abundance of God and everything.
Yes.
Good. Okay. So what we'll do is these are the creation statements that will allow you to put words to your chosen future as you're bringing it in. So we do this combination of energetically bringing in while we're also using the words. And the words are really cool because the words you use, your body and the cells of your body hears, and you hear it in a different way because you're getting it as a thought inside your head and as a voice. So you're hearing yourself and you're receiving it on a deeper level. Okay. And all of these creation statements you can use to create anything. And so first off, let me just have you guys write down what these creation statements are so you can actually begin using them for your life. And the first one is, I choose. I choose. There we go. And the second one is, I deserve. Cool. The third one is, I can. There we go. The fourth one is, I am. And the fifth one is, and that's the way it is. And that's the way it's always been. Okay. And then the fifth one or the sixth one is, I am grateful for. Cool. Okay. So any chosen future that you guys want to choose, okay, if you begin using these and allowing yourself to be these until you're fully being, right? Because at that point, you don't need a tool, right? But using these and giving your attention and your presence to that new future, most people can only stay with present with one thing for like a second. So just imagine what you could create as you do like 5 minutes of presence, of being present with this new world and choosing it and bringing it in and claiming what you're actually here to have and what you're here to be. That would be you being the God of your universe. Can you feel that? Good. Okay. So what we want to do is through that divine future that you're realizing, oh my God, this future of me being everything that I am and having this intuitive prosperity universe, right? Where everything is flowing and abundant and I'm having an access and everything has an excess and there's excess of everything flowing in every direction. And from there, I get to choose what creates even more excess and even more excess because it's just fun. And then I get to contribute that excess to lots of other things so that we create amazing amounts of possibilities and excess of overflowing of God energy all over this entire planet. So you can feel that universe, right? So we're going to bring in that universe by connecting you to the future where that experience exists for you. Now, I say future, but I really mean dimension. Okay? Because it's not actually in the future. It is happening right now. It's just a place in you haven't allowed yourself to be connected with. Once we get you connected, you can function from it and be it, and so it shall be. You guys ready? Okay, so feel into that beautiful future where all that overflowing abundance is. Feel into the frequencies and the energies that exist within that dimension. It's right there. It's very high. It's filled with love. It's filled with support. Oh my God, you're so supported. You feel like a princess. You feel like a queen. You feel like a king. You feel like you walk on this world and oh my God. Oh. Okay, so allow yourself to feel that world. And if you're having even a hard time feeling it, ask God and the angels, hey, would you supply me with even more of what this feels like? Show me how loved I am. Show me how supported I am. show me, show me, show me. And feel the energy that they're bringing down to you. There we go. First, let's start by taking a deep breath, accepting that and bringing that in. Being spacious and open, allowing more space and more openness so even more of that can come in. And now applying the gratitude, right, to God and the angels, because gratitude is a green light for the unseen forces to gift to you, right? So let's just be grateful and thankful. Fly all that gratitude and thanks up in the heavens. Thank you so much. We are here to end all suffering. We're here to be everything we are and be able to have infinite amounts of wealth coming out of our ears in every direction for the fun and joy of playing with paper and playing with God. Because this is fun and it's awesome and it's easy. So grateful, just feel that gratitude, even the gratitude for the end of all struggle, the gratitude for the separation not existing for you, the gratitude of being so loved and so supported. And oh my God, yes, there we go. Cool. Take a deep breath, breathing that in. Creating more space, more space, more space, more space. Oh, the more space that you create inside your body, the more it can come in. And the more you allow yourself to be a flow, instead of a stagnant person, there we go, the more of it can come in. There we go. So now let's just go ahead and open your vessel to the flow of this abundance and this connection to your divine heavenly universe actually flowing now through your body. Okay, so bring your awareness into that heavenly universe of overflowing abundance. Total ease, total love, total support, total open, 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 open. There we go. Something big's happening. Take a deep breath. Open up to the flow. Ah, the flow of that. Ah, here we go. Flow, 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 flow. There we go. There we go. Open, open, open. Okay, cool. So I can feel the space beginning to open up for the foundation of this to land. It does feel like I want you guys to just give a little presence to your spine and what's behind you. I'm sort of getting that it's like you'll receive money from the front, but if you receive it from all angles, something bad is going to happen or somewhere it's going to betray you. So just take a deep breath and allow yourself to kind of breathe that energy down through your spine and down through your sacral chakra, right? And down through your pelvis, right? And just release, there we go, release all those programs of all the hidden stuff, the stuff you try to hide to try to be happy with money. It's like, oh, hide it behind me, right? And you can't quite trust it. We got to know that, right? So we got to let go of that before you guys really move. So here's another thing too. Actually, bring your chakras back to the inside of your spine. And let the pure energy of God come through those chakras. You go and let all the front, all the density or the emotional content that your mind is believing is there, let it fall out of the front of you. There you go. Take a deep breath. Giving a little bit more presence to the bottom of that sacral chakra and the magic and the letting go and how it can let go. There we go. And how it can let go and let go. Go, there we go, let go, let go, let go, let go, let go, let go, that last piece, there we go, let it go. Oh, ha, 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 there we go, there we go, okay. And erase that before the point of inception of where you assigned money to fear. There you go. Okay, good. Now money doesn't have to take the, play the role of fear for you anymore. Good. Whee! Or that it's out to get you. Whee! There we go. One more deep breath. Okay, good, good. Okay, so bring your awareness up again into the universe of wealth that you as a God being are. Overflowing, intimate, beautiful wealth. And the flow that wealth is. And the being that wealth is. And the ease that wealth is. And the God energy that wealth is. Letting all that God, see a bunch of money, remember? Okay, let all that God flow fully, freely, in every direction, completely supporting and contributing to you. Flowing, flowing, flowing as like, it's almost like you're this big flowing and then there's a basket underneath you. And as it flows through you, there's just tons in the basket and even more in the basket. Just more goes in the basket and even more goes into the basket. Even more goes in the basket and it flows through you, but it also flows out in every direction. Everywhere you look, all this abundance is all around you in every direction. It's being gifted to you. It's being in the form of houses and lunches and dinners. And it's all beyond magical. It's all these angelic beings going, woo, I got some magic for you. Woo! And it's like fairy dust, like all this money coming from all directions, right? I feel into that future life or that dimension. And that the house that you have, not from a place of what it looks like, but what it feels like to be there. The nurturing, the support, and the love. Being so supported by a space on this planet that you're like, oh my God, this is the best ever. Maybe even a place that you sit outside in the sun where the sun hits your skin and you just go, oh, this is amazing. Maybe you have a pool. Maybe you have like things around you that are just so unbelievably nurturing to you. And this is your world, your new future with wealth and what it feels like to be that. Connected to that beautiful intuitive prosperity. Now feel as you're receiving this house and this life and this love, feel your heart expanding. Feel how big your heart is expanding. And feel how your heart is so loving your life and so just wow as all this abundance is flowing through your life that you actually know you are an abundant being with an abundant wealth that flows through you, an abundant amount of energy, an abundant amount of love. You are actually abundant. So what's cool is the more they funnel through you, the more that overflows into absolutely everyone and everything. And feel how all these other hearts on the planets are realizing that they're abundant and they're overflowing and that God is never ending overflowing and is constantly gifting. And as it gives you more, it just gives you more. And it's just constantly gifting and gifting and gifting. And that's what is. And as your heart expands, feel all the hearts light up all over the world as you're willing to be the abundant being that you are. Feeling all that love and all that wealth and all that beauty and all that following this beautiful divine heart of intuitive prosperity where you get to actually say yes and flow and follow the things that your heart just goes, ah. And you can feel that it's a yes for everything. It's a yes for God and the universe. It's just, oh, you can feel this. Yes. And it's infinitely gifting. And it's on your platform of infinitely gifting. Okay. Are you willing to choose this and be this so fully that this is the universe that you are and gets brought into existence by your willingness to be in this future so fully until it exists. Yeah? Okay. All right. So the first creation statement. There we go. Feel into the energy because the energy is of utmost importance. And feel into the energy of love, 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 and gratitude in your heart. There we go. All right. Okay. I choose to embody the abundant universe of wealth I truly am. There we go. Take a deep breath, breathing that in. Okay, so now we're going to switch it just a little bit. Instead of wealth, I'm going to say God. But when I say God, I want you guys to just feel money just all picturing all these. Right. So you have the energy of God, but you have the image or the hologram of money. Okay. Okay. All right. I choose to be, feel, experience, and receive. The abundant universe of God that I am. There you go. Take a deep breath, breathing that in. There we go. That's really cool. Let that come all the way through your body. Okay, this is really neat because I'm having you guys say God and be God as you're seeing money, and I can feel that the world of separation where money existed outside of the God, the energy of God, it's now phasing into coherence to where the energy of God and money is simultaneous. It's the energy of being, which is so awesome. So keep noticing that, keep bringing, it's like energetically keep bringing your brain into total alignment and your whole system into total alignment so those worlds can collide and merge and become one. Okay. So feel into that universe again, that choosing that universe of, you can feel it. It's big in your heart now, taking a deep breath, allowing that to come in. There we go. Perfect. I choose to see, feel, experience, and receive. And be. The universe, the abundant universe of God. And see money, right? Of God. There you go. Let that all come together. See money and be God. There we go. That I truly am. Good job. Take a deep breath. Breathing that in. Letting that come all the way through your body. Yes, yes, yes. Opening your body to the gratitude and the love of your brand new amazing choice. This is your choice. You're having your choice now. Yeah! Okay, so let's do this one more time. I choose to be, feel. Okay, I'll do all of them. I choose to see, feel, experience, be, and receive. See, feel, experience, be, and receive. The abundance of God. There you go. There you go. The abundance of God that I truly am. There we go. Take a deep breath, breathing that in. There we go, letting that come all the way through your system. There we go, letting it go, letting. Oh, yeah, new frequencies coming in, guys. New frequencies. I like it. We are officially creating you. Woohoo! Okay, so the next part is opening yourself up to actually knowing and being to serve it. Not from a, I'm going to take something, or not from a egotistical standpoint, but from a, we deserve this. And with the we, I also really deserve to be who I am. Right? Okay, so feel into that, opening up that space in your chest of deserving. Like, oh my God, I do. I don't have to do it the old way. Oh my God, I deserve to give myself a new universe, an abundant universe of wealth. Oh my God, yes, yes, yeah, there we go, there we go. Okay, so I deserve to see, feel, experience, be, and receive. I deserve to see, feel, experience, be, and receive. The abundant universe of God. There we go. That I truly am. There we go. Take a deep breath, breathing that in. Yeah. Let that come all the way through and allow it to move into your heart. Allow your heart to be activated. Allow your whole system to feel that support and that love. And notice when I said God too, like what I'd love for you to do is like that amazing future of God, right? With all the paper flowing around in it and all the bank accounts, allow that to be an image of like all of the most amazing life that you're choosing to have. So when I say God, it was like, There was so much stuff in it. It's easier to energetically just have it God include all that. Okay. So we wanted to include that even if it's a divine, amazing relationship, right? Or if it's, you know, living in a beautiful space on the planet that just loves you and adores you and it's showing up big for the world. And it might include a lot of different things. So as you say God, let all that energy cram in there. Okay. Okay. Awesome. All right. So open up your heart into even more space. Yep. Because as you bring in the spaciousness, the love and the presence and the being of this universe becomes more you, right? You're making space for the new you, the new you you're creating to come. Does that make sense? Okay, perfect. So feel into that beautiful, amazing, divine future. You living in that future, you being in that future or other dimension or, some of you guys are like, it's here now. Okay, so you being in what's here now, depending on where you're at. Okay, so, and go ahead and repeat this after me. I deserve to see, feel, experience, be, and receive. The abundant universe of God. There you go. That I truly am. There we go. Big stuff coming in. Take a deep breath, breathing that in. Woo! Letting that come into your body. Woo! All the way through your body, all the way through the root chakra, opening up your root chakra to the whole universe as it goes through your fingers and your toes. As you open, 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 open. There we go. Okay, again, I deserve, and just feel into that, just resting in that. Of course. Hello. It's me, right? I'm an angel. I'm amazing. Have you? And this is us. This is our real universe. This is us just not paying attention to what's never existed. This is what is, right? So feel that deserving moving into a very foundational place for you where it's not a reach. It's like, oh yeah, baby. Here we go. I deserve to see, feel, experience, be, and receive. There we go. The abundant universe of God. There we go. And have God include all that amazingness, amazing future, amazing, amazing, it's amazing, here now, here now, here now, there we go, that I truly am. Yep. Yep, that I truly am. There we go. Take a deep breath, breathing that in. Oh, letting that come all the way through your body. Ah, letting that be, letting it be, letting it be, letting it be. It's always been. It's not very hard to erase what's never existed. There we go. There we go. Beautiful. Okay, so the next phase is connecting with all the energetic house. Okay, and what happens, you know, your brain looks for the house when you give your brain the job of that, right? But how is more like an energetic being. It's like once you're being it, then the path is shown. Just like Raiders of the Lost Ark or the one where there's that bridge, right? And he can't see the bridge and then he throws a rice on the bridge and the bridge shows up. It's just like that. Once you're being it, then it's like, oh, I can already see it. It's right there. But if you're not being it, it feels like there's no how, right? So the how comes after the being. Okay, so this is acknowledging that you can actually be this abundant universe of God, right? Of this amazing, amazing, awesome future. That you can. You absolutely 100% can. And what it's doing is opening up all those light pathways to having that be knowing you can, because knowing you can allows you to experience your life that way. Does that make sense? Okay, cool. So we want to connect you to the energetic I can of this world. Okay. Ready? All right. Tap into that beautiful, most amazing, most awesome, most prosperous, most crazy wealth. Like, oh my God, it's so amazing. There we go. Take a deep breath, breathing that in. Oh, there we go. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And then repeat after me. I can see, feel, experience, be, and receive. There you go. Give yourself that permission. I can see, feel, experience, be, and receive. The abundant universe of God. There you go. You got it. That's it. That's it. That I truly am. There you go. Breathe that feature in. Oh boy, you just got smacked down in a freaking amazing way. Ah, letting all that energy come through your system. Oh, letting it be, letting it be, letting that be your foundation, letting it, allowing it to be, allowing it to be. There we go. Beautiful. Perfect. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Okay. Giving yourself that total permission, right? The permission, the awareness. Oh my God, I can. I can do this. I can be it. I am it, right? We're getting there. Okay. So next step, I can see, feel, experience, be, and receive the abundant universe of, there you go. Feel it, of God. There you go. That I truly am. Oh, baby, it's coming in. Taking a deep breath. Oh, letting that come all the way through, 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 all the way through. And don't let your mind be the one that says, I'm the one that can. And you're like, actually, let's connect with the being. The mind, you come second. The energy comes first, right? Because the energy changes the thoughts, which changes the feelings. You can't change, you can't do, try to change. Yeah, you can't do it any other way. You have to connect with the energy. Once you connect with the energy, the thoughts and the feelings automatically change. And so your mind will function from a different place. So it will be able to help you in the arena, but it's going to come from a universe of abundance. Instead of from a universe of lack, trying to figure out how to get out of the maze that is created by the mind itself. There we go. Okay. So tap into that amazing energetic future. Oh my God, that you're having and being. Woo, starting to move into a being. I can feel it. Okay. I can see, feel, experience, and be. Ooh, and receive the abundant universe of God. Feel all that wealth and abundance and beauty and love and flowing out of every direction. It's coming out of your ears and your toes and your life and everything. Oh my God, it's everywhere. And it's everywhere in your experience. There we go. Take a deep breath, breathing that in. Ah, that I truly am. Ah, there we go. That I truly am. There we go. You are creating your new future in this very moment. It is happening now. Good, good. Okay, one more time connecting you with that I can. I can. I can. And feel the of course-ness of this one. Like, no problem, right? I can see, feel, experience, be, and receive. Yeah, the abundant universe of God that I truly am. Take a deep breath, breathing that in. Woo! Letting that come all the way through your body. Oh my God, you can, you can, you can, you can. Oh, let that can come in. Oh, let that can come in. That you can, that you can. You're giving yourself that permission and that connection to, oh boy, all the energetic hows are now a knowing. They're not reaching. It's like, oh, of course. Yeah. That feels in alignment with who I already am. Do you see? Oh yeah, that huge expansive possibility, that feels in alignment with who I already am. You see? It's different. Okay, perfect. Okay, so the next part is I am, right? And this is really claiming and owning that you are this. Oh, I'm returning to who I really am. And I am this right now in this moment. I don't need a reality to tell me X, Y, and Z is happening. I get to be it. And then watch me as God rearrange reality. See, the universe, God never wanted to do it opposite. Right? Because that would lead you astray. But with this way of you connecting to the source that you are and being it, you get to watch the magic that you are enliven, ignite, amplify, and awaken the God and the heaven here on earth that you are. See? Oh, it's really good. Okay, beautiful. Okay, so let's just take you really deep into this God universe so that these creation statements actually work really well. Okay? So feel into the energy of God. Go really high and really big and really high and really big and really high and really big. There we go. Really high and really big. There we go. Really high and really big. And we're going to start with just a few I ams, okay? Falling into that God universe, realizing that you are this energy of God. Okay, ready? Fall into it. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. And acknowledge, I am. There you go. Woo-hoo! Letting that come all the way through. Good, good, good. And again, bring your awareness up into the I am. The God energy that you are, so big and so expensive and expensive. And there we go. And the I am is absolutely everywhere. Take a deep breath, breathing that in. Falling into you being the creator itself and acknowledging, I am. There you go. Letting it fall. Beautiful. Letting it come through. Amazing. And one more time, feeling into the God energy that you are, falling deeply and deeply and deeply into the core of the God that you are, the light, the love, center of the universe of God that you are, the heart of God, the love of God, the body of God, and acknowledge yourself. I am. There you go. Taking a deep breath. Woo! Breathing that in. That's some high vibrating awesomeness right there. Woo-wee. Letting that come all the way through, all the way through, all the way through, all the way through, and just letting the I am do its work as you create your new relationship with that presence and that intelligence as being a part of you and engaging that part of you and living from that part of you. Oh, asking that part of you questions and playing with that part of you and being that part of you. Oh boy, it's good. It's good. Okay. The next piece is moving from that I am creator universe to, wow, what would you like to create? Right? Okay. I am the abundant universe of God. God meaning that future, that you, that reflection also. Like, hey, you know what? I already am this. I am this amazing of a life. I am this amazing of a relationship. I am this amazing of a home. I am even more, oh my God, this amazing future. I am it. I am. I am. And this is just a reflection of how much I am loved by God itself and loved by love itself, which means I am loved by myself. There we go. Taking a deep breath. Breathing in. It was all about you giving you you. Yes, it always has. There we go. There we go. I am this abundant universe of God. Okay, let God be all that amazing awesomeness. There you go, that you am this abundant universe. There we go, taking a deep breath, breathing in. Woo! More high vibration, gooiness, awesomeness just coming on through. Oh my God, coming on through, coming on through, coming on through. It's like as the creator, right? Oh boy. Oh yes. Woo-hoo! Okay. Cool. Okay, let's switch this up just a little bit for the fun of it, because I'm just getting another nuance of something to add here. Okay, so first off, allow yourself to fall into that God energy. There you go. And acknowledge to yourself and your universe, I am. As the I am that I am my chosen future. Now. There we go. Take a deep breath. Whoa, breathing that in. You guys are like warp speed. Oh, like all kinds of stuff. Ooh, is shifting and just moving into total alignment. Oh, that's so cool. Take another deep breath. You can feel all those projections just peeling away. Like, oh, you just lost like billions of years lifetime of work. All of a sudden it's like, wham, straight through the core. Like, amazing. Okay, let's do that again. Okay, feel into that energy of God in the universe. Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah, that's you. And acknowledge, I am. I am this. There we go. As the I am that I am, I choose to be, feel, experience, and receive the God. There we go. Includes a lot of God, a lot of stuff, right? The God. There we go. That I am. There we go. Take a deep breath, breathe in it. Woo! Big universe sitting on top of your head. Oh, make some space in your body. More breath, ah, more space, more breath, more open, ah, letting that open. There we go. Take another deep breath. Allowing that open, more space, more open, more space, more open. There we go. More space. Letting that new world, that new life just land in this one. Oh, it's so easy. It's right there. It already is you. There we go. Taking another deep breath. Letting that already be, you are the creator. Ah, I created differently now, right? And that's all that it took. Ah, there we go. And then no longer believing in what reality presents because you're bringing in the I am that I am. And you know that you're the creator and it's your choice. So woo-hoo-hoo, watch out, creation itself. Oh, that's fun. Okay, so next the part, and you can feel this energy starting to come in already. This is the way that it is. Right? When you acknowledge this is the way that it is, me having and being this life. This is the way that it is. There you go. This is the way it's always been. I am living, I don't even want to say that life, right? But I am living this life now. There you go. Take a deep breath. Breathing that in is closing the gap, letting it be now instead of in the future, right? Letting yourself, oh my God, it already is. Oh my God, I'm here now. Oh my God, it already is. Take another deep breath. Jump off that energetic platform. Don't let your mind stop you. Now is not the time. There we go. Take a deep breath. Breathing in. Oh, I'm already having it. Oh my God, it's already here. That's the acceptance of the future you have created in the light realms. It being here now is the acceptance of that heavenly world right here, right now on earth. Okay? And it does, it takes accepting it because the reality is saying, hey, X, Y, and Z. And you're saying, actually, Z, B, and C. You're going, thanks for presenting what you're presenting, but this is my choice. This is what I am. So there's a big part of accepting it. And there is a little bit of jumping off the cliff, okay? But as you jump and as you allow that to penetrate through every pore of your body and being and move yourself into alignment with this, it is, always has been, right? It already is. This future, this life that you want, it already is. It's here right now when you're willing to have it be here right now. And from here, right now, you vibrate that being here right now into existence. There we go. Take a deep breath, breathing that in, creating some space in your system of, okay, okay, I'll allow it. All right. You put it that way, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, I'll have it that way. There we go. Okay. So this is the way that it is. I am living my most magnificent life right now. I am the abundant universe of God right now. I am the abundant universe of God. Let it include all that stuff. Of God. There you go. Right now. It already is. Woo! It always has been. Let it be always has been. Let it be always has been. That'll anchor it into reality like nobody's business. Okay. Even if you start talking to mind, oh yeah, I remember like last year, 3 years ago when we went to Cancun just for the fun of it. And then we went to Bali and then we went here and then we did this. And like, wow, with all that money in the account and like, you can even create a whole past memory file around it. It would be kind of fun, right? Because your mind's like, I feel really comfortable here. I have a whole memory bank to function from. Take a deep breath, breathing it in, allowing it to be. Oh, this is the way that it is. Ah, I am living this most magnificent life that I have used to have to choose as my future. I'm living this now. It already is. I am it. I am this future life. Oh, and this is the way that it is. And this is the way it's always been. There we go. And this is what is. Now. This is what is now. This is what is now. There you go. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. This is what is now. There we go. Take a deep breath. Ah, letting that come through your body. Ah, letting it, letting it, letting it. Oh, ah, big transformation happening here. Just let go, let go, let go. Open, 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 open. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Open, 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 open. There we go. Open, 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 open. There we go. Open, open, open. There we go. Open, 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 open. Good, good, good. Okay, cool. Now, how grateful are you? The next part is bringing in the gratitude and the love and letting your heart ignite, because it'll allow it to anchor in reality in a huge way. It's not just in your mind. It's not just in your past, but there's love and gratitude flowing through the entirety of you as you're being this divine, prosperous universe and having this quote unquote future, right? Okay. So you're having it now. You're being it now. This is the way it's always been. Accept that. There you go. And now allow yourself to be grateful for it. I am so grateful for the God life that I am living. I am so grateful for the overflowing abundance of God. Of God. There you go. That flows through every part of my life. I love living. I love my life. There we go. I love paper. Paper is so much fun. I am grateful for all the paper in this entire universe. And all the abundance of paper and excess of paper that flows through every part of my life. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Feel that gratitude and that love and that heart open to the abundance of God, the abundance of living that life and being in that life and receiving that life and having all those parts of God flow through all those different parts of reality and just God everywhere flowing in every direction. Your life is reflected back at you. The beautiful, most magnificent, most magical life ever is reflected back at you in every direction. This is what it feels like to be alive in my universe. This is what it feels like to finally be my intuitive prosperity. This is what it feels like to finally be myself. And this is what gets reflected back at me as I be this beautiful, magnificent self that I am. OMG, baby, I love my life. I am so grateful for my life. I am so grateful to get to be the abundance of God that I am. I am so grateful to get to receive the abundance of God and wealth that I am. There you go. I am so grateful to have an abundance of money. I am so grateful to receive an abundance of money. There you go. I am so grateful to have so much excess that I can gift infinitely and flow wealth in every direction of my choice, of God's choice. I am so grateful to play such a beautiful part in the bringing God home to this planet. I am so grateful to be in service in that way. I am so grateful to be a vessel of infinite wealth so that God can express his or its infinite wealth onto this planet. I am so grateful to get to be a representative of this abundance and a vessel of this abundance. And with that, I open all of my channels to wealth, all of my doorways to wealth, all of my passages to wealth, all of the ideas, all of the potential futures to a life of so much abundance that I get to do God's work and use and play with paper. Lots of paper to do God's work on the planet. Yes, I love it. Take a deep breath, breathing that in. Opening yourself up to being that big, huge, divine vessel of God. Woo-hoo! Okay, and with that, just your mind just needs a little something. You get to ask God and the angels, and they'll help you and instruct you. You're not alone. Don't worry about having to make the right choice or your choice, because you're going to make the choice. It's pretty easy. And there's not that there's only one choice, but it's an energetic world that you're bringing in with the choices of where you're funneling the money. Okay, so don't worry. You got the entire angelic universe working on your behalf. Okay, is it okay if a million angels work for you in your abundance? Okay, and let's actually give them some gratitude too. Oh my God, I'm so grateful for all the guides and angels that bring me infinite abundance in my life. Thank you so much. I am honored that you have blessed me in such a way, and that I can assist in nurturing and loving myself and funneling that abundance to wherever God, the angels, and my higher self, you know, ask me to flow it. Yay! Just allow that to happen. There you go. Take another deep breath, breathing that in. The gratitude for God and the angels, and oh my God, thank God, it's a we. My financial world is we are creating it. Oh, that's so much easier. There we go. We are being this life. We are experiencing this. We are grateful for this life that's showing up, the abundance showing up, the infinite, amazing, oh, incredible life that you have right now. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Be your bad self. Yeah. Get down with your bad self. Yeah. Right. You can feel your whole system's going, yes. Oh, I feel good. I love this part of me. I love being myself. It's the best thing ever. Okay. So welcome to your universe with wealth and abundance. Doesn't it feel so much more like you? So much more amazing and magical and awesome. So the only thing that used to be happening, and isn't anymore, was just that you had just taken on other people's stuff. It's time to have your universe with money, which is your relationship with God. Your relationship with God and money, okay? And when I say God, I mean you being the love and the light and the magic and the infinite possibilities that you are, because you already are it, okay? You being that is your same relationship with money. It's magic, love, infinite light, and possibilities. It's all. Yeah, you get to have a relationship with paper that, oh, is that amazing and expansive and awesome. Cool. Oh my God. Okay. And from this new energetic world of having and being this, okay, feel into maybe a possibility that you were looking at, like getting a job or buying a stock. Just look at one possibility. Is it in alignment with what you're being right now? Cool, huh? So for some of you guys, you got a little, for some of you guys, you got, oh, yes, it is. Okay, good. And now look at another possibility that maybe you kind of even know isn't the right possibility for you. Okay, now ask that possibility. Be with that possibility from your vibration. Realize it's outside of you. Okay, and now feel into that possibility. Ooh, can you feel how much lower that possibility feels from the yes into your amazing future? Okay, so for some of you guys maybe haven't gotten a yes yet, feel into something that you know for sure would be a yes. Like, you know, whatever it is, like creating a product that would just rock this universe, or getting your voice out there in the world, or allowing yourself to, you know, say yes to a TV show or whatever. Like feel something that would just be absolute yes for you in this new future, being this new future. There we go. Okay, so now feel into that possibility. And is it in alignment with who you're being right now? Easy, right? Yes, it is. So you guys now got to feel something that is in alignment with where you are now. And you also got to feel something that wasn't in alignment with where you are now. So that's how you follow the yellow brick road. That's your intuitive prosperity. That's how you know what is here to expand you into the abundant universe of wealth, of God, of money, of infinite receiving that you actually are. It's awesome. Okay, how you guys feeling?
Good.
Oh my God,
amazing! Oh. Awesome!
Yay.
Okay.
Abundant. So,
incredible. Awesome.
Yay!
Yay! Awesome. Oh my God, I love it. I love it. Okay, so today and through your life.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Okay, cool. Well, we're just about to close. But this is really exciting, right? Because now you've gotten in touch with this future and this being. It's not a future, it's a being you are now, right? So now what I want you guys to do is exercise and play with this. Maybe even create a code word, like a code word for this future, like magical universe or abundance, or even give it a name, like give it a persona, like Richie Rich or whatever, like give it something to where you can give it a code word where you go, okay, if I was seeing this from the Richie Rich universe or from the abundant universe, you know, how would I look at this or whatever? Because what I want you guys to do is begin playing with this universe and expressing it and bringing it into reality. So somebody may be, okay, so say you have like a family dinner or something and everybody at that point goes, okay, who's going to take the check? And they all kind of either like try to get somebody else to do it or feel awkward or whatever. It's like if you were functioning from that abundant, amazing universe, how would you function with this? What energy would you be with it? How would you like, right? We want to instill this new world into your world. Now, that doesn't mean like, let me go spend $600 that I don't have. But what it is let me have whatever I'd like to spend money on. So even if you don't say treat the whole family to dinner, energetically, you go, this dinner is my treat. But you don't say it out loud, right? Just to change the energy. This dinner is my treat, even though it was $1,000. This dinner is my treat. I love you guys so much. And just do this stuff in your head from this abundant universe, and you're actually going to start creating the thought patterns and the feelings and the energies of this future being right here, right now. And a whole different world is going to show up for you because all kinds of different possibilities. You're going to think about your business differently. You're going to think about the way you bring your business in the world. You might even be aware that it was time to maybe take on another job or move one job into part-time as you move into something else. Because you're going to start resonating stuff out of your field that's not part of it and resonating what is in your field into this. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So for just 5 minutes, okay, just 5 minutes, you can set your timer. For just 5 minutes, breathe into this world. You can write down those statements and say them, right? Breathe into this world and give your presence and your attention, right? And I love doing it in the morning because then it stays with me all day, right? To where it's like this universe of this future, whatever it is that I'm creating, I'm bringing it in, I'm being it, I'm, yes, it's mine, I choose it, I can it, I, you know, I deserve it, I am it, it already is, I'm grateful for it. And then you're like, oh my God, I'm in my life. Not everybody else's version of life, but I'm actually in my life. This is good, right?
Okay.
And so as you give yourself to this every day, and it's probably going to grow, and there's going to be even more energies added onto it, which will be beautiful because you're going to constantly expand, right? But you will 100% within 3 months see a complete difference. Like, it'll be different, okay? You'll be different, and it'll be different. The other thing that I really recommend from a reality standpoint is just to take 10% of all the money that comes into your life and put it in an account for you, because that abundant universe includes gifting to you. So as you gift to you and put it in and gift to you and put it in and gift to you and put it in and gift to you and put it in, you're going to have, like, within 3 months, you're going to feel totally different about money. So if you do those two things, I promise, 3 months, everything will be different. Okay? And if you feel like you don't have the money to do the 10%, do it anyway, and then see how the universe supports you. Right? And keep bringing in that future and being it, bringing it in, being it, bringing it in. And you're going to watch everything change. It's going to be so much fun. So thank you so much. And thanks for your willingness to really move into the intuitive prosperity, because it's really something that you have to let go of everything that's real. I mean, it's some people are like, well, it's not really an easy thing. It's actually quite easy. You just have to be willing to let go. You have to be willing to forget that the old world ever happened and allow yourself to have that. And you've done that in this activation. So I just wanted to commend you for your total awesomeness of not listening to reality and doing what you wanted to do. You're awesome. It's a gift to the world.
Thank you, Rika.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Rika.
This was amazing. This is just what I was looking for and needed.
Yay! Woo!
Thank you.
Yay!
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Rika.
Love you, Meryl. Thank you, everybody. Love you all. Love you. Bye. Bye.